This week in Graying Pains, we're talking about beating loneliness and making family where you are. For seniors in Missoula County, a well-established program matches foster grandparents with students who need a little extra attention. University of Montana journalism student Sydney Hansen reports on how the children and volunteers help each other.
Hello, said the dog. Goodbye, said the cat.
Okay. Why did the kitty say goodbye?
Hawthorne Elementary School students get extra help from their school grandma, Nancy Jordan.
I always say, I'm just here to love you to start with, and then we'll see what we can do later on.
Jordan volunteers at a foster grandparent program at Missoula Aging Services. She has been working at the schools in Missoula for 5 years.
Over.
Jordan has a family and grandkids of her own, but they live in a different state, so she doesn't see them as much. She says her foster grandkids help fill that void.
And I live here and I prefer to stay here, but I don't know. I like my life the way it is, and I love all children, so I can make them mine too.
The distance between Jordan and her family is normal in our current society. According to a study by the AARP, over half of grandparents live more than 200 miles away from their grandchildren.
Okay.
Dogs, pans, chops.
Jordan and the other foster grandmothers and grandfathers work at schools around the Missoula area to help kids catch up on subjects teachers say they need extra help in. She says that working at the schools connects her with the teachers as well.
Our school is like a family. I mean, the teachers are all on the same boat. They all teach the same way. So when a foster grandmother comes in, if she's willing to learn from them, let them show her, she just becomes a part of the team.
Isn't that a good word?
A key word. Let's use our picture clues.
A.
And let's start saying the
sound. Ooh, that's a new word. What's that sound?
We had a volunteer who was a participant in a social isolation study, and he said, you know, one of the biggest things I'm grateful for beyond my family and my health is this program. I love going to the school. I love that kids light up when they see me.
Foster grandparent coordinator Adrian Hopkins says that many foster grandparents come in for similar reasons.
They want to have a reason to get up in the morning. Their grandkids have moved away and they would like to interact with kids. They want to feel like they're making a difference and really have a life purpose.
Dozens of foster grandparents work with hundreds of kids across the Missoula area. The program is one of many around the nation and one in dozens of Senior Corps programs that elderly volunteers can choose from. Senior Corps Program Manager at Missoula Aging Services, Colleen Baldwin, says she has seen the changes from the foster grandparents through her 20 years of working with them.
The grandparents themselves talk about what it does for them. The women will say, it gets me up in the morning, a reason to put on my lipstick.
Hopkins says the program benefits the children too.
And also the relationships that are formed when you see somebody every day in your class. So this is an opportunity for them to interact with someone and know that they can count on that person to be there and to care about them.
I lost my tooth.
You did lose it. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that exciting?
The program in Missoula has helped all the kids improve at their school and half meet their desired goals.
A fire engine went over the bridge.
Baldwin says that regardless of how you look at the program, everyone is helped.
All the way around, it's just this perfect circle. It benefits the teachers so much. It benefits the children. But what it does for our seniors who do this work, and when they open their heart and they start to tell you, I get up in the morning, I put a smile on, I love it.
Baldwin says that no matter what someone is doing, volunteering can really change who they are for the better.
But what I love is what it changes in the life of the volunteer. They come to us thinking, I want to help. But pretty soon they're telling you, do you know what this is doing for me? Volunteerism opens an opportunity for you to be somebody else.
Jordan says she believes everyone has the ability to volunteer and help one another.
The fact that they think they may not have something to give, they have so much.
The Foster Grandparent Program accepts volunteers across the nation who are 55 years and older. For more information, you can go to nationalservice.gov and look under the Senior Corps programs.
Since Sydney Hansen reported this story for KGBA, the novel coronavirus pandemic has put a massive pause on the foster grandparent program provided by Missoula Aging Services. Andy Bourne with the Seely Swan Pathfinder has continued reporting on the program that places seniors in the classroom. So, Andy, what happened to the foster grandparents program after the first case of COVID-19 was identified in Montana in mid-March?
Well, the foster grandparents in Missoula County were notified by Missoula Aging Services on Friday, March 13th, that they could no longer return to the schools, basically until further notice. And so that was prior to the governor shutting the schools down on March 16th. Basically, that was to protect their health and also the health of the students.
Did foster grandparents, even though they weren't going into the schools, are they still receiving some support from the program?
They are. Actually, the Corporation for National and Community Service, that is the federal funder for the Senior Corps program, which is what the foster grandparent program is under, have approved the stipend to extend for 10 weeks following the March 13th. When they suspended the program.
So a nice little bit of relief there.
Yes, it is. No, it's been very helpful to the ones that I've talked to. They should be receiving their final check here shortly.
And you've been speaking with Pearl Hawkins. She's a foster grandparent at Seely Lake Elementary School. How has she been doing since COVID hit?
She said she's gotten a lot of projects done, but her biggest thing is she just misses the kids. She said that, you know, it's just depressing, and there's a reason that she's been in the school, and that's, it keeps her young. It keeps her moving every day. It's a reason to get up in the morning.
Is there a way that Pearl can still interact with the kids or with the classroom and to keep the program running, even if it's not face-to-face?
Well, Pearl, like many of our older folks in the community, don't actually have access to the technology. The preschool class that she works in has been doing Zoom meetings twice a week, and she honestly didn't even know that was happening because she hadn't been getting the announcements online. Missoula Aging Services is actually working on some different programs to help connect the foster grandparents in a virtual setting, but it hasn't happened yet.
You know, thinking really long term into next school year, is Missoula Aging Services or the school even thinking about how to revive the foster grandparents program and how that might look?
Well, Colleen Baldwin, who you spoke with before, was very clear that this is a hiatus. She does not want to see the foster grandparent program go away, but she also is very aware that there's going to be and have to be a new normal with it. And so Missoula Aging Services is committed to keeping the program going and those intergenerational relationships they find very valuable for both the students and the foster grandparents. But exactly how that's going to look, there's been a lot of discussion, there's been a lot of talk, again, around the technology and then what they could do with the distancing in the classroom.
Andy, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for addressing these opportunities and challenges in aging.
Thanks to Andy Bourne of the Seely Swan Pathfinder for her reporting. You can read Andy's story and more from the Graying Pains series on our website, ypradio.org. Check back on Fridays for new installments. I'm Nikki Ouellette. Thanks for listening.